This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Guys give you advice for your quandaries, they're a listening ear. Ooh. Would it kill you to take some advice?
No!
Well, actually, if your answer involves a Starbucks, it might. Ooh. They promise to be nice. Well, unless your question makes you come across like a jackass or something. Ooh, if I were you.
All right. Loved it.
You called it basic during the recording.
What are you talking about?
You said, ukulele, can you get more basic?
I didn't say that.
Didn't he?
You're putting words in my mouth.
You said that the A minor in the chorus was sharp.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with it being sharp.
Do you have perfect pitch?
I do have perfect pitch.
All right, let's
see. Give me any fucking note.
C.
C. Give me another one.
G.
G.
Same.
No,
note. You're
no.
Just saying the difference.
C. G. Very different. C. G.
Now you're changing.
A. C. G.
B minor.
I can also do tabs. Jeffrey James in the house. He's
well,
back.
Who wrote the song?
Oh, Melissa Fletcher.
And what's her band camp?
Her SoundCloud is Skelbees. S-K-E-L-B-E-E-S.
Very nice. Thank you for the tune.
Jeff, thoughts?
I liked it a lot. It reminded me of Ingrid Michaelson.
Who?
Never mind.
I love it.
Yeah.
What is it? We'll buy fancy sweaters and learn how to dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like, let's all sell our parents, get rich, and live in the south of France.
Yeah, let's get cash and just get a cash advance.
That's it, yeah. Yeah.
You never see a rapper with a uke, fucking 2 Chainz being like...
I think Lil Wayne plays the oboe.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And Birdman does like tambourine shit, so
really?
They have sort of like...
Yeah.
They do like a Mumford and Sons style.
Look at that. Future has a triangle, it just says, on Wikipedia. That's the only thing it says on the front page of Wikipedia.
Really?
Yeah, it says Future has a triangle.
That's crazy.
That's not barely an instrument. It's just hitting the little...
Right. Gucci Mane has one of those little, like, it looks like a fish and you scrape a wooden...
What's that wooden called?
The
wooden scale.
Yeah. I saw a Busta Rhymes concert once and he legit had an accordion.
No shit.
Yeah, he
like
started
Weird
walking
Al.
Up the aisles. Yeah.
Who's Weird
so
Al?
Cool.
What?
Where's Weird Al?
Never mind.
All right. Awesome. Jeff, how many times have you been on the show at this point?
One and a half.
One Wrong. Full and then the interns episode.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is that real?
Yeah.
What about the live episodes though?
Oh, then three and a half.
Yeah. Right. But what if you don't include that, the live one? Or don't include the one you were on?
Then zero.
No, so include the live one, include the half, don't include the first one that you were actually on.
Then 2.5.
Awesome. 2.5. This is your third and a half.
Such a weird game.
I've been on 293, motherfucker.
It's your show. Of course. Right.
I've only been on 290.
No. Really?
I think I missed. There was at least once where you recorded a two-parter with Ben.
I don't know if it was a two-parter.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was a one-parter.
Oh, so I've only missed one?
Yeah. You should do one without me.
All right.
We'll even the score. Maybe episode 299 or 300. I'll take a knee.
Do you guys have any special plans for 300, or do you not want to give them away?
We don't want to give them away.
You don't have any plans.
We don't want to give away that we don't have any plans for.
And now we have. So you get the gist. This is an advice show. Obviously, people will email us in, ifireshow@gmail.com. It's not all just theme songs. Sometimes people are seeking our wisdom, our guidance. Now we got a friend in the house, Jeffrey James, sophomore at USC, rising junior?
Junior.
Are you going to be done in 3 years?
No, I'm going to be done next fall.
Wow. What are you going to do when you graduate? I feel like you haven't lined up anything.
I'm going to move back to Cleveland and give up the dream.
Awesome. Before you even try for the dream?
Well, now, you know what? I've given it the old college try.
I guess literally. Just the college try, but not the post-college try.
What about the post-grad try?
I feel like if it was going to happen for you, it would have happened by age 19.
Crazy.
Well, it is sort of happening. Like, he's leading YouTube.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But you think about where
he's
you were at
19.
He's
the head writer of HeadGum.
Yeah, but when I was 19, I pretty much had all my shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still had braces when you were 19.
Yeah, I was orthodontically challenged, but career-wise, I was set on a path forward.
Right.
Of course.
Just a stone's throw from any sort of writer's room.
That's what were you doing at 19?
I was living alone as a sophomore in college.
Living alone? Solo dolo? No roommate?
No, I had roommates. It just felt so lonely. It felt like I was alone by myself. I actually shared a room. Did you ever share a room with someone?
Yeah.
After college?
Not after college.
Yeah. You forget that you share rooms. Have you ever shared a room?
Yeah. Not in college, though. I took classes at SC, in high school, and I had a roommate, and then I had a single my freshman year of college, which was awesome.
Yeah. That's the
dream. It's so funny. Like, I live in a house, and you stayed single freshman year of college, and I was like, dope. Like, I don't, it's so good that it still sounds good to me as a 32 year old.
You have a mortgage and you think it's awesome.
I have like many rooms I could go and buy myself.
Yeah, but Jake has to share a bed.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want in your bed. You can get crumbs in.
And it's a twin extra long. Did you have a twin extra long?
I had a twin XL, yeah. But sorry, did you say you could get crumbs in it? That's a plus for you to have that freedom.
You can do that now, buddy.
Nah, I'd feel bad. I feel
you
bad.
Should, I guess.
You should have felt bad doing it in college, too.
Yeah, I do. All right, let's answer this question from a guy who has a question about stepsisters. And it's not what you think about. Get your head out of the gutter,
He's
Jeff.
Not trying to Jesus. Bang her.
What do you got? Stepsister. A guy who has a stepsister. What's his name?
Can I have a prompt?
Okay.
Like maybe a theme for this episode?
Cool. Fred Flintstone.
All right, so it's Fred Flintstone.
Well, that's the theme.
Fine. Flintstone. No.
All right, how about Mesozoic era?
Oh, that's beautiful. All right. That's actually really interesting. You can go all the way to Ottoman.
Let's do Lance.
I like that. You rarely meet a bad Lance.
It's a name and something you can do to a boil.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
You rarely see that. Lance writes, longtime listener, first time caller, and I am baller. Here's my problem. My soon-to-be stepsister and I are going to a music festival this weekend and our parents set up. While we're there, we're going to be staying in a hotel room together overnight, just like we were talking about. My question is it considered incest if we were to have sex?
So you said it wasn't what we were thinking about, but it's kind of the only thing you could think about.
My parents aren't married yet, and even if they were, we're not blood related. I'm 20-year-old dude from South Carolina, huge fan of the show. Love, Lance.
Lance.
I feel like she's about to be your sister, so it's not you're not going to forget it. It's not like they get married and then you didn't have sex and then start anew.
You're not going to beat your parents to the marriage.
Yeah.
Like, you'll have sex before they're married, but, you know, you can't, like, make what you're doing okay.
Right.
The only thing they could do is elope,
and then be
beat
like,
him to the punch.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, oh wow, mom, dad, if you guys marry each other, you're the weird ones.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be like, there's like
in-laws. Yeah.
But you're gonna be, I don't know.
So I don't know. Maybe on the drive back from this music festival, they stop by a court. They get the papers done.
A courtyard and, Marriott.
Yeah.
for the honeymoon is a courtyard Marriott. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any steps? Are your parents together? Do you have any step siblings? I don't know what the relationship is like. Does it really feel like strangers, or does it feel like siblings?
I feel like it would depend when the marriage happened, because I think, and if she's, I mean, because Riley, I think, has a step. Siblings, and I was talking to her about it just because I know her brother.
Right.
But, like, just they're very close from what I've seen just because, like, they grew up together, I think. So it depends on, like, when.
Yeah, yeah.
20 years old, maybe you wouldn't be close with your stepsister or any sibling for that
matter. It almost feels like if you meet your step-sibling when you guys are both 20, you have to fuck them.
Right.
Like, it's just too hot.
It's also a music festival, so you're bumping and grinding. You're dancing the night away.
Yeah. You're rolling on Molly.
Because my first inclination was like, stepsister, don't do that. That's gross. But at the same time, like, this is a new girl in his life, and her mom just happens to be marrying his dad or whatever. Yeah.
You're not going to, like, spend that much time with this person if you're on the holidays.
Right.
Also, I don't think it's wrong, because as soon as you started this question, you said this is hot.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was hot.
Of course.
There's like many, many porn sites literally dedicated to step siblings.
But
fucking
you can't
each other.
Use porn as a moral barometer.
I'm just saying it's porn. I'm not like saying it's moral. I'm saying it's hot.
Your ass. You're bleeding everywhere.
I just think that it's net fine.
100% fine?
100% fine.
Really?
I don't know what the legal definition of incest is, but it's definitely, like, if you're not blood and your parents aren't married, you have, like,
you're strangers.
Yeah. It's a green light there. It's doing something that your parents wouldn't like, but you're probably going to do drugs at the festival. Your parents wouldn't like that either.
An answer from the internet. Your stepsister, by definition, is one who is not related by blood to you. You are only related through marriage. Therefore, there is no legal, moral, or ethical reason for you to marry.
Boom.
Wait.
Because this festival was last weekend, and they are fucking.
Wait, no legal, moral, or ethical reason for you to marry? Doesn't it seem like...
To not get married.
Yeah, to not get married.
That probably just pulled from a...
Got it, a typo. It is not incest. That would require her to be your half-sister.
I would say the only thing you have to know is that you have to be okay with the fact that, like, 7-8 years down the line, if you're, like, at a family event, you just will know that you fucked it at a certain point, which is fine.
Yeah, which would be great.
Yeah, it would be good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
If anything, you just have to know that a couple years down the line at a family reunion, it'll be awesome.
So are we all going on board with saying it's okay?
I think it's fine.
I think it's more than fine. I think it's hot.
Yeah.
It goes bad, fine, hot.
Yeah.
And then good.
And good is better than hot.
Good is better than hot.
I think it's not 100% fine, but it's 90% fine.
Yeah.
And how hot do you think it is?
The gap in from 90 to 10 to 100 is the hotness, though.
the immorality of it is.
Which makes it good.
Yeah. And then you're good.
Hold on. I'm gonna post these charts to our website so everybody can follow.
I mean, is it A-OK?
Along.
No.
But it's definitely A-OK. B-OK.
But it's sexy, which makes it fine, which makes it hot, which makes it good.
It's B-plus OK. It's not 100% OK. Yeah, I think it's a little under 100%. Perfect. It's a little under perfectly fine. I think it's imperfectly fine.
Yeah. It's like, it's not 100% good, which is great.
The worst is like twin brothers fucking each other.
Right.
Whoa, I was kidding. You said
don't try to catch people by saying something, asserting something.
The worst is twin brothers fucking each other?
Yeah, why is that worse than a twin brother?
Because you didn't
say
stepbrothers. That's actual incest.
Right, but why is that worse than heterosex?
He did just catch me being a homophobe. But I really hate how
this
backwards
episode
it was.
This
I know, that is not fair. That is so not fair.
I like catching you. It's gotcha journalism.
Yeah. Well, the worst is two grandmas scissoring each other.
You mean the scissors?
Unrelated,
sisters?
But both grandmothers.
They're both unrelated to each
other.
I just think it's nasty.
Who are the Pointer Sisters? Yeah, they were grandmothers that scissored. Yeah, there was like this R&B group in the 70s.
I don't trust anything you've looked up on your computer so far now.
Yeah, now I
you're
can see
you're on Stumble Upon.
Stumble Upon.
All right, let's go to the next question because I'm frankly so disgusted.
Jesus.
This one's about grape jelly.
Ooh.
What do you got for a guy's name?
Let's go Rance.
Nice.
I see the theme. You're backing into the theme.
And it's not
Rance Priebus?
That's true. Right.
Rance Priebus?
Rance? Oh, yeah. Rance.
I know Rance. I don't know Rance.
I don't know a Rance.
I'm a 23-year-old dude, and I work in kind of an office job with about 25 people, and thankfully, I do enjoy my coworkers. Here's the problem. Just today, I was walking past the break room to the bathroom so I could wash my hands before lunch. Excuse me.
Jesus.
What catches my eye, you may ask? A person using my grape jelly for his sandwich. How do I know it was mine? Because I was the only person who had grape jelly in the fridge and my name on the front of it. Simple enough, right? Just confront him about using it? I don't think so, comrades. He's the owner of the company. I don't mind my condiments being used by a coworker, but do me the pleasure and decency of asking for permission. Do I confront him? Am I making a bigger deal of this than it needs to be? He beat me in our company's fantasy football league this week by a single point. Is he taking advantage of that by mocking me openly? Help!
So
love
small.
Rance.
He's so less.
Rance. But yeah, first of all, you said, I don't mind my coworkers using my condiments. Yes, you do.
Yeah,
that's what this entire question is about.
He just wants to be asked for permission.
By the boss?
Yeah, by the boss. Because you're the boss, you get to take the jelly?
You think that the boss is, I mean, he also thinks the boss is openly mocking him?
No, that's a little too much, obviously. What kind of,
Rubbing this jelly on his bread and in my face.
What kind of sandwich is this guy making that he has grape jelly in the fridge?
Peanut butter and jelly.
But, like, so, like, this boss is like, I gotta make a PB&J, I just don't have the jelly.
Guess so. Here's the thing, though. There are certain things in, like, a community fridge that just should be for everyone if you buy it. Because how much jelly is he using? He needs it to last the calendar year.
I had the same exact thought. And I feel like jelly is in between mayonnaise and turkey meat.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's... If I'm looking through the fridge, I you don't think twice about asking whose mustard is whose, right? But, like, do you think twice about who's jelly? I think jelly is
it's
one of those...
It's a specialty product, so
it's
I think
a gray area. I mean, he even calls it a condiment. I think condiments are on the table.
Yeah.
Literally.
I think I'm going to take off.
Why?
Of course.
That
joke,
fun.
Mostly.
You're drinking a cup of jelly.
Well, you know what? I feel I can't help but feel subtweeted.
You imagine
live subtweeted.
You imagine a squeezable plastic jar or one of those nice little mason ones with like the plaid red tops at the top?
I don't know why, but the first mental image was Heinz Easy Squirt.
Of grape jelly?
Yeah.
They have that?
Hmm.
If that's what it is, then this guy needs to shut the fuck up.
Heinz Easy Squirt Jelly. You putting grape jelly on anything, Jeff?
No, I haven't used jelly. Well, actually, the last time I had jelly was at Grand Central with that new PB&J spot. But before that, I can't remember.
Oh, wow. Look at this Easy Squirt. It's not even grape. It just says funky purple. Just a
I think
purple.
It's actually ketchup.
Oh, and it's just purple colored?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of fun. Well, look, blue ketchup.
All right, focus, buddy.
Well, this is really neat. Imagine putting blue ketchup on French fries.
I guess this is the kind of focus this question deserves.
Purple.
You're so purple deep ketchup. In Google image searches on purple ketchup. That's not fun.
It's silly.
It looks like gack.
Do they have red ketchup?
Deep. What?
Do they have red ketchup?
They don't.
Oh.
But they got green beans.
And they have
not
red
the kind
jelly.
You think. All right. So, confront the boss or
of course
let it
not.
Go?
You wouldn't confront, I wouldn't confront a single person. Just put your jelly in the back of the fridge.
Yeah. Or in your desk, or just keep, or just buy a jelly for the fridge and one for yourself.
So this boss.
Oh, that's cool. That's
you think the boss saw the guy's name and he's like, all right, fine. Jelly's still up for grabs. It's a communal fridge.
Yeah.
So he just didn't care.
Right. I mean, the most egregious thing you can do, and this used to happen in our office. People, like, actually do this, right? Like, a sandwich would be made, and someone would eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
That's,
like, fucking crazy.
I thought it was up for grabs.
I didn't know it was someone's sandwich.
Just because it said Blair on it, on the paper bag that the sandwich was in. and it was custom made for Blair.
I really would. I would pay to know who, just to know who did it all those years, because it happened over and over.
I think it was the same person.
I think there was somebody that has so little respect for people's property. They're just like, whatever. Like it's a sandwich. Relax.
It's just a fucking sandwich.
It wasn't even that good.
It's a full meal. Just chill.
It's just an entire lunch.
It's just your cash in sandwich form, and I ate it, and I stole money and food. Christ.
If you want, I'll give you like a little ranch sauce on the side.
I also wonder how often somebody just like lost a sandwich or forgot to bring it to work and still wrote an angry email. My name was freaking on it. It was egg salad.
Yeah.
And like, I don't even care. I just want to know who you are because you owe me $10.
And
all right.
And then you go home. And you see the egg salad sandwich.
Yeah, there, and then no one writes an apology email.
Hey, like,
just a heads up, everyone. The egg salad is safe and sound at my house. I'm going to bring it in tomorrow. Remember, it's going to be in the fridge.
Remember my cake email where my mom got me cake? My mom delivered cake to the old College Humor office in New York, and I like put it in the fridge, and like, you know, people help themselves. And
then, the weird thing is,
was it for your birthday or just in general?
For my birthday.
It was for your birthday, or I thought it was a Jewish holiday. Like,
Yeah, maybe it was Jewish New Year.
And Amir wrote like an all email saying like, "Hey, there's cake in the kitchen. Help yourselves. Happy Jewish New Year." And then like later that night, the cake was gone. You wrote back. Wait, yeah, can you pull it up?
I don't know if I still, because I don't know if it was a Gmail.
I think it was.
College Humor.
Because you did it again like recently, like a year or two ago after we left.
You responded to that thread?
I responded basically like every 4 months for like, oh wow, I do have it. September, right, yeah. It was.
Can we read through this?
all right, this is September 30th, 2008. Jesus. Which is imagine 9 years ago. In honor of the Jewish New Year, my mom sent me two cakes. I put the first one in the kitchen now.
Obama wasn't even elected yet. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. Don't get me so excited thinking about that time and place. In honor of the Jewish New Year, my mom sent me two cakes. I put the first one in the kitchen. P.S. Remember, Jews first. When we're done, the rest of you may have our crumbs.
So that was the email saying everyone can have.
That was very 2008 humor, too.
Yeah, classic. Classic. Now I'm trying to find the responses because I think it was a different. Jeff, why don't you tell a joke while I look?
I think all emails or reply all emails are just that no one responds to are some of the funniest emails. Like I'm in a thesis class right now, and the TA like sent this thing saying like, "Hey, I'm selling some stuff that I had back when I was in 310," and then 15 minutes later was like, somebody picked it up for like $25, like. thanks a lot. And then I replied all 3 hours later, and I was like, $25 is petty cash. I'll offer you like 13-fold, like check or something. And then no one responded.
Nobody.
No one. Anyone acknowledged it?
Not even in person.
Nope.
I found it.
Did you feel more satisfied?
More satisfied, like S-A-T-E-I-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-
happy about it.
That's how we
are.
Felt
you
after,
satisfied
after OJ?
Yeah.
At least I don't have to think about it anymore. All right. So the cake email was actually sent in January. I said, my mom sent me a cake for my birthday. Feel free to take a slice or two or three. And then...
In January of what year?
2009. Got and it. Then later that day I wrote...
After Obama's inauguration.
Yeah, very completely nice. Different. Hey guys, I don't know who sent the last email, but it was not me. I really, really needed the whole cake. Who ate some? It was a gift. I want to know who ate some of the cake because it was a gift and I need the whole cake. Then in February, a month later, I wrote, hey guys, it's been 4 weeks since I got the cake and nobody's fessed up. My mom comes into town tomorrow, still eager to find out who has eaten some. Just to recap, I want to know who ate some cake. It was a gift and I need the whole thing. Then I wrote an email in March, a month later. Hey guys, me again, LOL. For serious though, it's been a month. It's been a month since my last electro mail about El Cake, the cake.
Jesus.
Super quick recap because I'm already wasting your guys' time, but the basic gist is my mom sent me a cake. I want to know who ate some. So this is where I am on this. Basically, it's not a big deal.
They know where you are on this. It's not a big deal. It also is a big deal, and don't say LOL, but for serious.
A month later, in April, I write, my mom sent me a cake on my birthday, and some of you ate the cake. I really, really, really need, not want, but need to know who ate some of the cake because the cake was a gift. And then, in huge block letters, to those of you who thought the above sentences were major TLDNR, and I agree, I only wrote them because I wanted to know who ate my cake. Read the simple statement below, which is longer than that. I don't give a shit about stuff like this usually, you guys know me, but 3 months ago my mom sent me a cake for my birthday, and some of you ate the cake, and I really, really need, not want, but need to know who ate some of the cake.
The TLDNR is the same as the top.
I don't give a shit about anything, you guys know that. LOL, okay, enough from this cake weirdo, but if you ate the cake, let me know, because it was a, LOL, you get it. It was a gift from my mom, and I need to know who ate some of it. Attached is a picture of me right now, so you know it's me writing the email, and it's like a very darkly lit photo of me in bed.
It's so sad.
I should respond to this email now, but I don't think this is sent to like creative@collegehumor.com.
Right. Didn't you? I think there was like more that you sent just to our personal Gmails at some point.
Right. Later about the cake.
Yeah.
You can also, I think, reply on that thread to new emails.
That's true.
So just reply all and then add the emails.
Yeah.
Hey guys, 8 years later, still thinking about the cake. All right, it's time to take a break. A break from cake. We'll be back with more questions and stuff with Jeff and Jake and I. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I am
certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Hey, we're back. We have a live show coming up in LA.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Jorts.
What is that? What's the deal?
Give
me the quick 20-minute pitch.
The quick 20-minute pitch.
Start from the way top.
Got it. So you want me to end first?
Let's do the whole show. Right now.
All right.
Hey. Jeffrey the Dumbass's one-man show?
Yeah. So what is it? It's HeadGum Live.
Yeah, so it's a few months ago, I came to like Jake and Amir and I was like, hey, like maybe we should like look into, or it'd be cool if we did like a variety show, allowed the podcasters to have some kind of space, maybe at UCB. They shot me down with flying colors.
Yep. Then we were satisfied by that.
I remember that. We sat quietly and then started barking at Jeff until he left the room.
It was insane. You also had shock collars on, and as you were barking, you were being electrocuted,
yeah,
which
right.
made it somehow, I guess, more intimidating.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's on September 27th. It's like a variety show. We're doing sketch and a bit show from All Fantasy Everything, sketches from Billy and Adam from No Joke and the Harvard Sailing Team,
wow.
And then a Jeffrey the Dumbass live type thing.
And that's Wednesday, September 27th.
At UCB Sunset, 10:30 p.m.
There it is.
Tickets available at ucbtheater.com.
Us three, Billy and Adam, Ian Carmel,
and a couple of his buddies as well.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fun show. And the room isn't that big. It's only 85 seats.
The artistic assistant got back to me. I think we're at 48 out of 90.
Holy shit. There's 50% gone. Before we even talked about it on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a chance they're already sold out because I'm going to blast, absolutely blast.
Vine. Vine Street.
The Apple. I'm going to go to Hollywood and Vine and bust.
Wearing a duster, hold up a boombox, say anything style, and just play this
trench
clip.
Coat.
From an MP3 player that's on a USB drive plugged into the
My
back
ass.
Of the stereo.
Once this finishes, I'm just going to play NPR's All Songs Considered.
But only the talking tracks. Cutting out every single song.
I had a pitch for a podcast.
Okay.
All Thongs Considered.
Huh?
So it's just people waxing philosophical about their various sexual encounters.
And different... So not having a lot to do with thongs, just like the sex part, like after the underwear is off.
How is this unclear?
You shouldn't ever say that in a pitch. Don't ever react that way to a follow-up question.
It was a
with
type
interest.
20 pitch seconds. All right.
Yeah.
I made my point and you don't get it?
Just a simple pass.
That's not a buying question either.
I'll
tolerate buying questions.
You're poking holes in it is all.
Sign on the dotted line and then we'll talk. No, yeah, just all thongs considered, and you're just, you know.
We are trying to get you to start a podcast. I do hate that one, but
if anybody has any ideas, tweet at Jeff.
Tweet at Jeff. I am Jeffrey James.
The thinnest developed idea, but the strongest in its core.
Sex sells.
Sex sells, especially when it's very detailed, graphic, and specific to the person's name. So if I were to say... I'm
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli, yeah, like my first, you know, she's my first.
Yeah.
Right, so, you know, you say that and then
she's
you
your
go
first
into,
what?
Hmm?
She's your first? What do you mean your first?
Oh, I lost my virginity to Liza Minnelli. Had I not told you that story?
It'll be funny to start with that pull quote before this episode starts. So it'll be that line, and then we'll get into the episode.
So I was catching an L.A. Phil concert at the Hollywood Bowl, 2013, actually, my first time in L.A.
And she pegged me on stage,
much to the chagrin of the entire orchestra.
Liza Minnelli, still alive.
Yeah.
Amazing. And she is just as beautiful as the day you fucked her.
Yeah.
I mean, my
God. Which wasn't that long ago. Yeah. So that's fine.
That's, yeah, that's not saying a lot, but at the same time, it is still a compliment.
Yeah, it's not saying anything.
Yeah.
That's say anything.
That's a funny thing to say to someone. You have a one-night stand, right?
Right.
You wake up in the morning, and you stare right into
like
your eyes, and you say, you're just as beautiful as the day I fucked you.
That's kind of, I guess, like, you could almost, I mean, day I fucked you is not that nice, but like you could argue that like
the day we
meeting
met.
Someone drunk mm-hmm. and like hooking up with them and then seeing him in the morning and saying you look just as good sober.
That's, yeah, it is, that is a sentiment. Compliment. All right, so actually say it then.
Well,
it's just a little tip to lighten the mood.
Yeah. I think it's also point, good to like maybe, and this, you know, you never want to like, you, so what I'll do is like the morning after I'll take her out to brunch.
Yeah.
And then be like, this is great. We should do this again sometime.
And then that's, and then do you?
No,
of course not.
Yeah. And I don't even ghost though. I literally, I mean, you know, I'll set another date.
Don't show up.
That is ghosting.
I'm so sorry.
That's ghosting.
I had work. It went late. Like, yeah.
You are ghosting.
And no, because I'll talk to
her. But then you'll say, let's get brunch. So you'll never fuck them again, but you'll always get brunch.
Yeah. Yeah. I turn it into a working relationship. So Liza is a friend.
That's great.
Yeah.
Here's an idea for a podcast, Pillow Talk with Jeffrey James.
Right.
And before each episode, you have sex with your guest.
Got it.
And then the podcast is recorded in the afterglow.
Okay. Can Will Hines be the first guest?
Yeah, of course. He's blowing you right now. So you got.
Yeah.
That's a teaser app that they're recording under the couch.
And then we'll do Kevin Hines, and then we'll do whoever is CEO of Hines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's John Kerry's ex-wife.
Teresa Hines?
Yeah.
Is it Teresa Hines?
Yeah. We'll get Teresa. We'll get Teresa for sure.
Teresa Hines, Teresa May.
Yeah, and then it'll be Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
I hear Mother Teresa has actually very sordid past.
Yeah.
And she's not as good as people think.
Really?
I haven't done any research, but that's what I hear.
Sorry, you haven't done any research, but you...
I just wanted to smear her name a little bit through the mud.
Why do you feel qualified to talk about things when you haven't researched
them? I'm just saying.
I also...
You're always just saying.
Yeah. I'm just speaking out loud.
But
here.
Somebody with a microphone in the reach, like uh-huh. you have, shouldn't always just say.
Yeah. I'm just...
Especially if it's slander sure. against a saint.
And that's fair. All right. So let's answer some other questions. Do your own research on Teresa. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's Maybelline.
Whatever she did in her past... You're worse. I promise you that.
Your present is worse.
Wow.
Your present and your future.
Ooh, there we go.
You're a piece of garbage, man.
Gloves are coming off. Episode 293.
Yeah, you have been wearing fingerless ones this whole episode. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Here's a good one. Long distance relationship question from a man named
Sorrel. Thought I was going to go with Vance, didn't you, Hurwitz?
Lance, Rance, and Sorrel. The three brothers.
Alvin, Simon, Thorold.
The three horsemen. I imagine all three of these in a very hoarse voice.
Sure. Actually, we do have a question about a hoarse voice. All right, we'll answer that one next. All right. I've been watching you guys since I was a little kid, and now it's time to earn your keep by helping me out.
Jesus.
I met this girl online, and we have been dating for 6 months. We've met around 6.5 months ago, and things are getting complicated. First of all, we live 1,500 miles apart. She's 4 years younger than me, and she never picks up my calls.
Things are just getting complicated. It was all a dream in the beginning.
I used to read Word Up magazine.
When she didn't pick up my fucking calls. Then he continues, we are very happy together, but her Wi-Fi is terrible. She doesn't have a phone, and her laptop is as old as dinosaurs.
Who the fuck is this guy?
We love each other very much, but it's hard, and never being able to talk to her. I don't want to break up with her, and I would send her down a new laptop or a phone and offer to pay the phone bill, but her parents are very strict, and she still lives at home.
Jesus.
I don't know what to do. Please help. Also, she was in Hurricane Irma, and I haven't heard from her in 5 days. And when I ask her friends, they haven't heard from her either. Should I be worried?
How? He said she's 4 years younger?
Yeah.
It feels like this guy's 15 and she's 11.
Yeah,
that's what I'm a little worried about.
How young are these people?
No, he's 44 and she's 40.
All right, okay, nice.
Jesus,
that explains her bad Wi-Fi and slow laptop.
This sounds like an awesome relationship that's just sputtering a little bit. I want to tell him to power through.
We live 1,500 miles away. She's 4 years younger, doesn't pick up my calls, doesn't respond to my texts. But I think that the problem is that her Wi-Fi doesn't go above 15 megs.
Also, it sounds like she might be dead.
Yeah.
All of her friends haven't heard from her.
Problem solved?
Ish.
Why is this? Why are you putting all your eggs in this basket?
The 1,600 mile away basket.
I want to say you can do better, but after reading this email, I'm not quite sure that's the case.
Maybe... I want to say that this is in a relationship. What? Doesn't respond to
just
calls.
Because
no, they love each other.
Yeah, just six because you never see or talk to somebody.
So I just like so they met 6 months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
What
don't
was the last
you understand?
Time she responded? When was the last time she picked up the phone?
A week ago.
What is it? They love each other.
They shouldn't.
Her Wi-Fi is bad.
She lives with her parents.
She has a low clout score.
I beg your charge?
Her clout. I beg your Charizard.
She's in Miami. He's in, I don't know, Cleveland. Is that 1,500 miles away?
The Clee.
The land.
The land. Hey, Windians, baby.
Yeah.
22.
Well,
longest consecutive win streak.
You don't want
to. Soon to be longest consecutive.
Thong streak.
Well, by the time this comes out, they might have lost already.
Hmm?
They're
no,
playing.
To that, I say no chance.
All right. I heard if you bet $100 on their first win and let the winnings ride every game, you'd have like $6 or $7 million by now.
You're goddamn right.
And you did that.
And I am in the market. So if you guys have any tips.
Yeah. Jeff's the only bookie that'll take bets on previous games.
And hedge them, too.
And you've never won. You've said you promise not to look.
It's about releasing yourself from the outcome, Blumenfeld.
I guess. All right, don't be with her. She's far away and doesn't know you, doesn't respect you, doesn't answer your calls, doesn't have internet.
Also, and you know what? This might be a hot take, but don't date people that are in hurricane zones.
Wow.
Florida.
The entire eastern seaboard.
Absolutely.
And the south. It's, I mean, this
you know,
is...
Bringing it back to Lance, he was from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Don't date Lance.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think you should only be, you're only dateable if you're like Kentucky West?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if you're not, you've seen the movie Frances Ha?
No.
Got it.
That's
Gerwig.
What you would have said.
Yeah. Actually, I have seen that movie.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Undateable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very
but
cool.
I would date Gerwig.
In a fucking heartbeat.
Yeah, she's
which
a fucking
is,
celebrity, of yeah. course, dude.
Which is why I'm pitching the sequel, Frances Ha Ha Ha. It's me and Gerwig.
Shouldn't that be the
3 hours
in the trilogy?
Sure.
Frances Ha Ha.
Is this... Or ha!
It's
Frances,
like it's a
ha.
Crashing type story where she's trying to become a stand-up in New York City.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
All right. Last question. This one comes from a lady. I want you to name her, and it could be anything you want.
All right.
So we got Lance. We got Rance. We got Sorrel.
Thorrel.
Thorrel.
Let's go with Marfa. It's like Martha, but with like a little bit of a.
Well, it sounds like a lot of a.
No, it's like a little
F.
bit of a, like, you know, instead of Martha, it's Marpa.
Yeah,
Marfa.
I know.
It's like Prada Marfa. That
yeah,
art
yeah,
installation in
Marfa,
Marfa,
Texas.
Yeah.
All right.
We should do the podcast festival in Marfa.
I don't think there is one.
Hmm?
I'm in quite a sticky situation. I have a coworker who keeps clearing his throat every minute. He was sitting behind me, so I could still block, much like the phlegm blocking his throat, his annoying noise with my music, but we rearranged our seats and now I'm sitting next to him. How can I say that his noise is kind of annoying? Can I ask the HR to be assigned somewhere else? Help me, please. It's driving me crazy. Love, Marfa.
Marfa. I feel this. Oh.
Do you have any noises that you hate?
Yeah. I live on the same street as a fire.
I was
station.
Talking to Jake.
You asshole. You looked at me. You piece
no, sorry.
Of
glad you asked. I hate fire truck noises.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's cool. All right, this is the end of our episode. Thanks for listening.
I'm unique.
We didn't answer
I'm
the
unique.
Question.
I'm the most cool. Woo!
So Sorry, what was
right
that?
Answer? Was that the right answer?
It was the bread answer. You get to eat bread on the podcast.
I'd like to take this opportunity to plug Bread Lounge.
Oh, why?
It's the best lunch spot in Los Angeles.
It's so bad.
It's very good. You haven't had the cheesy affair, panini?
It's quite average.
The pomegranate beet salad.
It's too bready.
I emailed Bread Lounge in nearly 3 months ago.
You asked to be the bread ambassador.
The brand ambassador.
Brand ambassador.
I made
bread
a pitch, nary a response. and so I've been following up every 2 weeks, and you know, after
following up every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks, you're goddamn right.
Do they have a Twitter?
They do.
Not.
Have you tried tweeting at them?
Well, I don't have the clout. I don't have the check, so I feel like people don't, you know. They're not gonna. I want them to think that I'm bigger than I am.
Yeah.
To be a bread ambassador.
They haven't tweeted in a year and a half.
That's the other thing. I don't know how big social Instagram? Media presence they have. Because I could be the social media manager.
Right.
I could be the social media manager. No problem.
I don't want that.
This is you talking to a clerk. Like, anyway, did you want a panini or not? Yeah, I'll have the cheesy affair and a Snapple.
I made a vision board.
All right, there's just a long line of customers, sir.
Yeah, I want to get a Rolex by the end of the year, hopefully from profits of being a bread ambassador.
What is your least favorite noise? The noise you hate?
The silence of not receiving an email notification from Bread Lounge to be the official bread ambassador.
What a specific reference.
No, I live on the same street as a fire station, and like, it'll drive down my like very residential street, and like, fine, have the sirens on because they're about to go to like Vermont, which is like a bigger street. But like, you don't have to honk. It's the honking that pisses me off. It's like, I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, I do hate honking.
Yeah. Also, any truck accelerating pisses me off.
What do you mean truck?
Like a big truck, when it's accelerating, it's obviously having to pull so much weight, but you can hear the strain on the engine. It just like like. Also, when we're shooting videos, like, this is a bad street to shoot on. Yeah, it pisses me off.
Yeah.
I don't like when children cry, and I guess that makes me a nice, sensitive guy, and you just
no, it doesn't.
Like a honk, honk, honk. Like,
actually, what you said makes you an awful person.
No, I don't like hear. I like to make them
like
happy.
It fucking makes me.
No, that's not it.
Every time I hear a fucking twisting, shut that baby off. This is a fucking bus. I don't want to hear that. I don't like them smiling or laughing either.
I got on the bus to clear my mind.
It right? almost depends on your mood. Like, sometimes all noises are fine, and then sometimes they all suck.
Yeah, that's very true.
You don't like the noise of that door over here.
What door?
The squeaky door to get out from the
garage. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, you just reacted.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like the sound of, like, metal tight. But that's, like, not just, like, it's, like, a feeling. That's, like, everything.
No, but, like, when somebody else does it, you, like, don't open the door that way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a noise thing. It's high pitched.
I guess so. But it's you? Like I can feel it in my skin, the scrape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Do you guys hate the chewing thing? A lot of people don't like the chewing, like hearing popcorn or hearing like somebody chew on a sandwich, like wet bread.
I don't mind chewing.
I think that's fine, especially if it's like a sandwich from Bread Lounge.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I think that this lady should talk to HR. That's like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
like, this is what HR is there for.
This thing is like half this guy's fault, half the not. Like, he can almost be like, I can't control it, but even though he kind of can. So you don't want
to
like...
You just clearly shouldn't sit next to this guy.
Or
he has
be
a
like
phlegmy.
Really passive-aggressive. Just bring him throat coat tea, put it on his desk, slam it
Mucinex.
Down. Mucinex. Yeah, yeah.
Halls.
Zyrtec.
Oh, yeah.
Prescription pills with the label taken off.
Banaka.
Baklava.
What's that?
It's like a Ukrainian dish.
Oh, yeah. Baklava.
Huh?
What about binoklava? So it's a spray, and it just fills your
mouth. If that's all we got, throat. I'm going to cut out early.
I was just getting started with the idea.
Yeah, I know. That's why I think the podcast
is
over. But if you guys want to talk about
in a can
binoklava,
you spray.
What if it's binoklava and you're just looking at baklava? Baklava?
Yeah, baklava.
Baklava through binoculars.
Oh, so it's like binocular baklava.
What if it's so hot that the baklava is like lava and you're looking at it through binoculars?
So you're talking about binocular lava baklava.
Or you bring your own chocolate lava cake to kava.
Oh, that's good. A choco lava to kava binocular baklava.
A choco taco for a guy named Rocco.
Does this have anything to do with the baklava?
No, but I did have a pitch for a Vampire Weekend song.
Oh, okay.
Innocuous Binoculars.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And how would it go?
Enough! Right?
Wow.
Leave the songwriting to Koenig and Batman Glitch.
Who?
The two songwriters for the goddamn band.
Batman. Vampire and Weekend.
Batman Glitch.
Yeah.
It's insane that that's his last name.
You also almost went into the song that's like, da, 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 na, na, na,
yeah, you want a sample.
Insane.
A little circus sample.
I don't appreciate the thought or the attempt.
All right, well, talk to HR. And
C for effort.
Yeah, that's a good name for a band, too.
Yeah, C forever or talk to HR.
Yeah, oh, talk to HR is the advice. C for effort's the name of the band. Binoclava is the idea. And I think that's everything.
Yeah.
Ciao. We hit it all. If you got your own questions, your own theme song submissions, send it all to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. The opening one was written by Melissa. This closing one is a Nirvana parody. Oh, let me look up who it is.
That's what's up. And in the meantime, while you're looking that up, if you can't get enough of the three of us, subscribe to the HeadGum YouTube.
Absolutely subscribe.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we've been doing some fun stuff.
We've introduced a new character.
We have.
We have Jeffrey the Dumbass, and now we have Man George.
Yeah.
I don't know why or how, but or we have.
Hey, can I ask you guys this? Were you like being in, like, I don't know, like my age, did you ever think that at your age, at this point, you'd be doing videos with two people whose characters' names are Jeffrey the Dumbass and Man George?
Jeffrey the Dumbass, yeah, I couldn't have ever imagined Man George.
Yeah.
But I have
still
diaries.
Can't believe I'm doing videos with Man George.
Yeah.
I mean, what an honor, a thrill.
Just a little tricky boy.
I'm reading my old Zanga, and it references Jeffrey the Dumbass ad nauseum, but it never even, in his wildest dreams, this 18-year-old talking about Man George. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Here we are. Thank you for bringing us there.
Yeah, and UCB show, just
September 27th.
Come check us at the UCB.
Closing theme song, the Nirvana parody, is written by Joe Kim from Germany. So thanks, Joe Kim. Thanks, Melissa.
No. Joe Kim Noah from Germany? No, a German Nirvana legit, cover band is going to be fucking dope.
It's an acoustic slight version, so forget it. Set your expectations to chill.
I just still think if Grohl could be his drummer, that would be make like a really cool
He's
band.
Not, yeah, no, it's
but
not.
Like, yeah, this guy.
Jeff, thanks for coming back on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Amir.
Let's make it. Let's make it 4.5 next time.
It would be
awesome. Cool.
gotta.
See ya.
Your life is so unfair. Your suffering has no end. You wish that you could share your problems with a friend. This might be a surprise. Please open up your eyes and see you're not alone. If I were you, the show Amir and Jake, they never lost control. Your face to face with If I Were You, the show.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.